say, and the sound you make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down.
That show where we play the records with the big hole in the middle. 7-inch vinyl singles, affectionately known as 45s, spinning at 45 RPM. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS.
Transparent day. the man comes to you, tells you what you always knew was coming. You feel it came twice as fast, you always thought the world would last way past you. But now you find there's nothing left around you. Spaceship Orion's there, waiting to part the air above you. Waiting to take you. Waiting to place you.
The very first 45 that I ever played on my radio show way back in 1975, the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Spaceship Orion. And before that, we heard the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band with Transparent Day. Well, this is DJ Frederick. Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's the Forgotten 45 show. And I'm here every Saturday evening on WSCS at 10 p.m. until midnight, and online at classicalwscs.org.
Exploring science in the sea. Even if you've never seen an ocean, you've probably felt one in the form of rain. A good bit of the rain that falls over land comes from the oceans. Eventually, some of that water makes its way back to the oceans, beginning the cycle all over again. Earth's water cycle is complicated. Sun-warmed water evaporates from the oceans and lakes. Plants breathe out water vapor as well. The water vapor then rises into the sky, where it condenses to form clouds. When the water droplets in the clouds get heavy enough, they fall back to the surface as rain, snow, or other forms of precipitation. The average gap between the time a water molecule evaporates and it falls back to Earth is about 9 days. The rain that falls on land runs off into rivers and streams, or soaks into the ground. Eventually, most of it makes its way back to the oceans. Since the oceans contain about 97% of Earth's surface water, they make the biggest contribution to evaporation. Most of that water rains back into the oceans. Only about 10% of it falls on the land. But that's still a huge amount of water. Of course, the rain doesn't come down evenly. In some years, some regions get little or no precipitation at all, while others get hundreds of inches. In fact, the record is more than 900 inches, more than 75 feet. But no matter where the rain falls, or how much of it there's a chance that it comes from the oceans, continuing the never-ending cycle of water. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
45 released back around 2014 on the Coal Mine Records label. Band called Fat Night, a tune called Things You Do. Rescuing 45s from obscurity, it's the Radio Thrift Shop.
Oh,
And Rucker with Morning Light. Before that, we heard the Apple Glass Syndrome, a tune called Someday, released on the Sundays label. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop via WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
If there's a month during which we should not be seeing owls all over the place, it's National Blue Jay Awareness Month. Blue jays do not approve of owls in any way, shape, or form, with good reason. Owls as small as eastern screech owls eat blue jays, so when a blue jay discovers any owl, it voices its disapproval loud enough to alert jays and other critters far and wide. Since the start of National Blue Jay Awareness Month, I've seen only a single blue jay twice, one visiting my feeder briefly on January 3rd, and that one or another on January 22nd. I'm glad they've been few and far between this year because we've been seeing a lot of owls. I've seen snowy owls a few times in Canal Park and one magnificent adult male along the Western Waterfront Trail. Three crows, close blue jay relatives, were chasing that one. Northern hawk owls and great gray owls are being seen at the Sac Zim Bog and here and there up the shore a ways. They're easiest to find on cloudy days, but birding is like a box of chocolates. Even on a sunny day, you never know what you're going to get. The most sought-after owl in northern Minnesota, and also the one most likely to eat blue jays, is the boreal owl. A few have been seen here and there this winter. One hung around Hartley Nature Center on and off for a couple of weeks. I was lucky enough to see that one late one cloudy afternoon when she was actively hunting, and earlier one sunny afternoon when she was roosting. A boreal owl could appear almost anywhere. They're most often seen roosting along the North Shore, but you never know when one is going to turn up in someone's backyard. They're most often noticed by tracking down swearing chickadees or blue jays. It's important not to disturb them when they're roosting. If chickadees notice their open eyes, they start piping out tiny obscenities that alert larger, more dangerous birds to attack the little owls. So they're safest when allowed to sit tight. Last week, I went to Hartley with a small group in hopes of spotting the boreal owl. That day it was supposed to be near the bird feeders by the building, and there was a sign on the gate entrance to that area asking people to keep their distance from the owl. We stepped in and walked pretty close to one feeder. That's when I got my best photos of the day of black-capped chickadees and a red-breasted nuthatch. We scanned the trees all around and then started back to the gate. That's when Eric Brunke spotted the boreal owl. Not only had it been in view all along, if only we'd looked on the right branch, but it was sitting directly above where we'd walked in. Of course, we weren't the only ones who had missed it. The chickadees and nuthatches were zipping right past it without missing a beat. To leave the feeder area, we had to get closer to the little owl than I'd like, but there was no other way out. We took photos with each step as we worked our way out. Too many birders can't help but make squeaking sounds or get as close as they can in hopes of eyes-open photos, but that is the height of rudeness. Barred and great horned owls are presumably around in normal numbers, but I haven't lucked into seeing either one yet. There could be a northern saw-whet owl somewhere, too, but I'll start seriously searching for them in April when they'll be calling. Meanwhile, even during National Blue Jay Awareness Month, there are plenty of other owls out there, and despite them, maybe even a blue jay or two. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
Oh, please don't go. Oh, no. Oh, please go. Oh, please don't go.
A little gray. just take the hook on the train. Put your cares off, stop running. Your smile won't stop coming when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You might come out a winner in a bullfight in Spain. Paint your face like an engine. Dance for some rain. Get on your magic carpet, 'cause nothing can stop it. No. Open up your eyes. Excitement would like to be your friend. Try him on for size. He may lead you to the rainbow's end. You got your ticket to fly. Your head's getting lighter when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You may drive out your window in your own private car. Watch the whole world go rolling from the top of a star. Get on your magic carpet, 'cause nothing can stop it. Oh, take a
Take a Mind Excursion here on the Forgotten 45 show. That was the Tradewinds. Before that, the Moxies, My Favorite Drink, other than coffee, with Please Don't Go from 1965. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned into the Radio Thrift Shop and the Forgotten 45 show here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out, because I love you too much, baby. But why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. So look, say hello. Well, I still see suspicion in your eyes. But here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see these tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go suspicious minds, and we can't build our dreams without suspicious minds. Won't let our love survive or dry the tears from your eyes. But let's don't let a good thing die. You know I have to you. What you doing to me?
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my
The very first recording of Spooky by Mike Sharp from 1966. Before that, Jackson Browne with Doctor My Eyes from 1971. And we started off with another first recording. No, it was not Elvis. It was Mark James with Suspicious Minds from 1968. All right, this is DJ Frederick. Welcome on board the Forgotten 45 show, rescuing vinyl from obscurity.
What's it like to be a volunteer doing field work on a scientific expedition? Well, put on some earphones and have a listen. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
And as we look for the Avalonian sea stars, we have to look underneath rocks and even underneath the golden rockweed, which is a seaweed growing on almost everything. And so you can't just look on the surface. You have to move things around and search in all the crevices.
Ariane Pregenzer is a member of an Earthwatch team on Catalina Island off the coast of Los Angeles, California. She's working with field biologist Vivian Kim to survey the ecosystem of the island's intertidal zone, the area of coastline between high and low tide.
The terrain here is very rocky, and all the rocks are covered with little barnacles, which are called pink-thatched barnacles. And then the little tiny white ones that are called either common acorn barnacles or buckshot barnacles.
Well, this is what field biology is like. After gathering information, volunteers' observations get entered into a database that informs the questions that scientists are asking, which might relate to climate change, land use, or the survival of an ecosystem.
Oh, there are some owl limpets here. Temperature, do we have a temperature?
I'm going to get that as soon as you guys get started.
Okay, a salinity vertical transect, we're on the 10 meter. How long is your transect to the water's edge?
See, if you look at the wheel,
it's basically 5 meters.
5 meters?
Mm-hmm. Our thanks to Earthwatch. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
When I see you,
I close my eyes and look away.
I'm happy too.
Visitors with 45 titled For Mary's Sake. Well, I don't get to play many 45s that were recorded and released in New Hampshire, but I'm going to play a 45 now by a legendary Manchester native who records under the name of Johnny Earthquake. He's been around since the 1980s, and I picked this record up, back in the mid-80s when it was first released. He has his own record company called Spiral Records, and he is still gigging to this day, always dressed in a pirate outfit, wearing one red sneaker and one green sneaker, and he's got a long gray beard. He's kind of looking like Gandalf these days. Here's Johnny Earthquake, Batting Down the Hatches.
Bye. purple martin in her house. She hollers at me, why be inhuman? Why be like me? Like so many robins, like so many doves, like so many lovebirds, with so many loves, like the songs of Bob White, without end. At 6 in the morning, you rise from the pillow, stand steaming above me. I slumber below. I'm one with the blanket. Like so many robins, like so many doves, like so many lovebirds, with so many loves, like the songs of the Bob White, without any words, when we are inhuman, we're one with birds. So tweet with me, and widely spread.
Prince Billy with One With The Birds, the original version released on 7-inch vinyl. Before that, the first recording of Apache from Burt Whedon in 1960. And we started off with Manchester, New Hampshire's own Johnny Earthquake Band, Batten Down the Hatches. All right, this is DJ Frederick. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. It's time for the Radio Thrift Shop theme music. Hope you enjoy. I'll be back next week, Saturday evening, 10 p.m. Be here or be square or round or triangular.